This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Some Republicans see President Bush's next Supreme Court pick as a chance to start over. He's preparing to make that nomination after a single week in which his nominee, Harriet Myers, was forced to withdraw, and White House aide Louis Libby was indicted, and the military confirmed that 2,000 Americans have been killed in Iraq. Now Democrats are calling on the president to fire one of his key aides, Karl Rove. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who's been following all these developments. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
Hard to beat last week in terms of dramatic developments.
Tough week for the Bush White House. Republicans, of course, spent the weekend spinning these stories, particularly the leak investigation story, saying it's not they're relieved nobody charged that there was a conspiracy inside the White House, that there was nothing widespread. It was one single person, Scooter Libby, and that the president's top advisor, Karl Rove, was not indicted, although there is still the investigation is ongoing and his role is still somewhat questionable. But they have all kinds of reasons to still have a lot of problems with this. There's the possibility that there would be a Libby trial, and what the vice president's role would be in that is something that has Republicans quite worried. And, you know, there's some things they just can't say. They can't say, well, this is technical. It was just the cover-up, not the original crime, although some of that is going on that line of talk is going on conservative talk radio. But the Republicans in Washington can't use that because, of course, those were the charges against Bill Clinton, which led to his impeachment. I must say the one thing that the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, said last week that should give them some comfort is that had reporters come forward earlier and not fought their subpoenas, he would have brought this indictment in October of 2004, which would have been right before the election. So that could have been worse for Republicans. But it is still very problematic for them. The president is at the low point in the polls. ABC News came out with a poll yesterday that showed him at 39%, his lowest point in that poll. It matches other polls that have showed him at 39%. And I suppose the most telling thing, Steve, is that the candidate for governor of Virginia, the Republican candidate for governor of a very conservative state, did not want to be seen with the president when the president went to Virginia last week.
Now, we are just over a year before the congressional elections, but Democrats, as you know, Cokie, are already working on themes for that election, basing them on some of recent developments, saying that it's time for the administration to come clean with the American public. Is that going to fly a year from now?
I doubt it, actually. Right now, it is flying. The same ABC poll that I cited, only 41% said that they thought that the Scooter Libby incident was isolated. 55% said it was a sign of wider corruption. And the Democrats will keep up the drumbeat that the president and vice president should apologize. That's what Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, said yesterday, and that Karl Rove should resign. And Republicans are saying, you know, it's time for some new blood in the White House. The president needs some truth tellers around other than the First Lady. But they're hoping that the election is far enough away and that voters vote prospectively, not retrospectively.
Now, we're all waiting to see who the president is going to name to the Supreme Court next. Is he likely to go with someone who is more acceptable to his political base?
That's what everyone expects. And there are reports that he has consulted conservatives over the weekend. It must be very disheartening for the president. He really did want to broaden the base of the Republican Party. It was his real mission to turn the Republican Party into a permanent majority. And he had been very successful at that in Texas. And I think that he wanted to use court appointments to reach out to particularly Hispanics, also African Americans and women. And really get that Republican Party out to groups that it has not appealed to before. In the last election, the president did better with women than he normally does because married women, or than Republicans normally do, because married women feared for their safety and their children's safety and went with him. But after Katrina, we're now seeing polls showing that people do not feel safe. And now he has terrible marks with the African-American community and not very good ones with the Hispanic community, but he feels this need, apparently, to go back to his conservative base because that's basically all he's got at the moment.
Wow. Well, now if there is a very conservative nominee, Democrats have made it clear that they will fight that nominee. It does raise the question, if you're someone supporting the White House, do you want to fight right now?
Well, apparently a lot of conservatives do want that fight, and a lot of liberals want that fight. Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, said to me today, we can't lie down dead for these court nominees. And Lindsey Graham, one of the Republicans who was in that group of 14 that forged the compromise that averted the what was called the nuclear option against the filibuster, says that if there's a filibuster against a Supreme Court nominee on the basis of ideology, that the Senate will employ that so-called nuclear option to end the filibuster, because that is not an extraordinary circumstance. That would be a Democratic attempt to overturn an election. So we're just going to see a terrible battle here, Steve. And I don't think anything else is likely to get done. Not a budget, not flu, not foreign policy. And, you know, the president went to see Rosa Parks lying in honor last night. That's not going to change the subject.
Well, thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.